Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa, and today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports, and this is their annual automobile issue, in which they label this as the best and the worst. We're going to start off today on what their we never did this before, I don't think, when I read this. It's how we test, so that's an important feature of this program. So you have to cover a lot of ground in an automobile to really know how it performs. That's why our experts log thousands of miles on public roads and highways in every vehicle we test and push each of them to their limits at our 327-acre auto test center in Connecticut. We purchase every tested vehicle anonymously to prevent an automaker from giving us a special version. We also have a tire testing program for cars, SUVs, and pickup trucks to help you choose the best replacement tires. The team at our auto test center recently added a battery of new tests to more thoroughly assess electric vehicles. And these include evaluations of their highway driving range, charging speed, and other EV-specific factors. So let's start with EV test range testing. The Environmental Protection Agency provides only a combined city/highway range rating for EVs. We think highway range is a key concern for consumers, so we base our range scores on our own EV-specific highway range tests. We drive at a constant 70 miles per hour on a 100-mile loop on public roads in dry summer weather until the EV can no longer move under its own power to gauge how far it could go before it needs recharging on a long trip. Seat safety. We evaluate how easily child seats fit into each vehicle, along with how well rear occupant alert and rear belt minder systems perform if they're equipped in the vehicle. Rear occupant alerts can help prevent children and pets from being unintentionally left behind in a hot vehicle, while rear belt minders prompt rear passengers to buckle up and alert the driver if they unbuckle during the trip. And then we also test for direct driver monitoring, active driving assistance systems that are capable of automating acceleration, braking, and steering, which is the combination of adaptive cruise control and lane centering assistance, can reduce driving stress. But they should be paired with a camera-based monitoring to ensure the driver is paying attention to the road. Our 327-acre test track evaluations are done at the Auto Test Center in Colchester, Connecticut. Number one, our 3,500-foot-long snaking road courses lets us assist how well each vehicle negotiates corners. Two, they conduct a panic brake test from 60 miles per hour to zero, not only on dry pavement but also on a wet surface. And number three, this 1.5-mile loop allows us to test how advanced the driver assistance systems deal with curves, split lanes, exit ramps, and so forth. And four, we have 21 EV charging stations on site, with 10 more coming very soon. We're going to start with the 10 top picks. So let's just start with what they give us here. New car shoppers in 2024 have more than 260 models to choose from. To help you find the right one for you, Consumer Reports selects 10 top picks each year based on road test performance, predicted reliability, owner satisfaction, and safety. And all top picks come standard with automatic emergency braking that works both at low speeds with pedestrian detection and at highway speeds. This year's pantheon of automotive excellence includes four hybrids, three plug-in electric vehicles, or identified as PHEVs, and one electric vehicle confirming that model with fully or partially electrified powertrains can best their gas-only rivals. Subaru and Toyota made strong showings again this year with two and four models respectively. These two brands consistently offer smartly engineered models with simple controls, comfortable cabins, and the infotainment and advanced safety features that matter most. History and extensive survey analysis shows that reliability of most models improves over time they are in production, with the last year of each generation typically being the most trouble-free, which adds to the appeal of the 2024 Subaru Forester and Toyota Camry. Both were redesigned in 2025. These Subaru and Toyota models and the Ford Maverick Hybrid are the only vehicles that were also top picks last year. The Tesla Model Y makes its debut on the list. The Model 3 was on it last year, added by improved reliability, making its second showing, and the BMW X5 takes the top spot for luxury vehicles. So, we're going to continue and see which cars, SUVs, and trucks earn our highest awards or highest honors for 2024. So, in the subcontract SUV, we got a Subaru Crosstrek. 25,195 to 32,195. And gas operated with an overall score of 87, and above average reliability, and you get 29 miles per gallon. So it was redesigned for 2024. The Crosstrek made evolutionary advancements with engine and transmission refinements, and a more modern infotainment system, an optional power seat, and an improved eyesight suite of active safety features that all heighten its appeal. And at 29 miles per gallon overall, the Crosstrek boasts of the best fuel economy for a non-hybrid SUV with all-wheel drive. But admittedly, the base 2.0-liter engine is a bit weak. The up-level 2.5-liter engine is quicker, quieter, and more satisfying. Adding to the experience is the Crosstrek's excellent ride quality and good everyday handling. It's easy to enter, and the cabin is roomy with supportive seats and good outward visibility. This versatile vehicle is as well suited to urban errands as it is to weekend adventures. Next, there's the compact SUV, and again, a Subaru Forester. $27,095 to $37,395. Gas operated, 88 overall score, reliability above average, and 28 miles per gallon. In its last year before a redesign, the Forester still stands tall, making its 11th appearance as a top pick. The winning formula includes a boxy design that maximizes interior space and grants unrivaled visibility. Access is a cinch thanks to a large doors and an elevated ride height. The seats are comfortable, room is generous, and the squared-off cargo space is copious. The Forester is among the best riding models in its class, and its handling is responsible and secure. This is a well-rounded small SUV that really delivers, making it easier to recommend year after year. Next is a hybrid / PHEV car, a Toyota Prius Prime, coming in at $27,950 to $39,370. It's a hybrid. An overall score of 80, and the PHEV part was 76. Above average reliability for the hybrid, 51 miles per gallon. And for the PHEV, we have a reliability that is above average, and a 43 miles per gallon, and a 39 EV range. The latest Prius was treated to a glow-up, bringing much more sportier styling and 75 more horsepower than its predecessor had. The result is a sensible car that is as efficient as it was before, while going from 0 to 60 miles per hour, a significant 2.6 seconds more quickly, even with the addition of all-wheel drive. Plus, it's a cooler looking and more engaging to drive after the makeover, though some comfort elements such as space and ride aren't equal to the previous incarnations, and it's more difficult to see out of. The Prius Prim, a plug-in hybrid, provides 39 electric-only miles, ideal for most daily chores. Once the battery is depleted, the Prime returns to the 43 miles per gallon overall. Having two powertrain choices with this unique and striking car doubles its appeal. And in a small car category, we have a Mazda 3. $24,170 to $36,650. Gas, overall score of 78. Reliability is above average, and you get 30 miles per gallon. And Mazda proves that small, low-priced cars don't need to be boring. And in fact, the Mazda 3 sedan and hatchback are highly entertaining to drive, with nimble handling and smooth powertrains. The base engine is the most cost-effective choice, yet it packs 191 horsepower, more than most rivals, and there's a feisty 227 HP Turbo 4 for drivers seeking more verve. The overall feel, especially on higher trims, is more premium than the price suggests, making the Mazda 3 seem a half class above its mainstream competitors. It offers all-wheel drive with either engine, and a BSW and RCTW are standard for 2024. We just wish the controls were less distracting. Now we have a mid-sized car here, and it's the Toyota Camry Hybrid. $28,855 to $34,295. Oh, great score here for hybrid. Overall, 93, well above average reliability, and 47 miles per gallon. The Camry Hybrid delivers amazing fuel economy and a comfortable package, yet it's priced like some smaller cars that are less efficient. It stands out for its unique and satisfying combination of virtues, as reflected in its sky-high 94-point road test score, but it is the stellar reliability and efficiency that are the main draws. Camry Hybrid returned to 47 miles per gallon overall in our fuel economy tests, with 53 miles per gallon on our highway test, making it highly cost-effective for commuting, and with a 610-mile range per tank, road tripping. This fuel-saving feat is performed with a 208-horsepower hybrid powertrain that is smoother, quieter, more responsive, and a hint quicker than the base four-cylinder. In the truck category, we have this one. It's a small pickup Ford Maverick/Maverick Hybrid. Pricing it comes in at $23,815 to $34,855. And on the gas side, an overall score of 78, reliability above average, and 23 miles per gallon. The hybrid came in with an overall score of 77. It has average reliability and 37 miles per gallon. The Maverick's civilized ride, maneuverability, simple step-in access, fuel economy, and low price distinguish it among trucks. The crew cab interior is roomy and practical, with good leg and headroom in front and back for a small vehicle. The controls are easy to use, and convenient spots for storage are placed throughout the 191 horsepower hybrid. As stands out for its terrific fuel efficiency and added refinement, the Maverick is a high-value offering puts the fun in functional. Next, we're going to take a plug-in hybrid SUV, and that's the Toyota RAV4 Prime, coming in at a price of $43,690 to a price range of $47,560, and it's a PHEV vehicle, 89 overall score with a well-above-average reliability. 34 miles per gallon and 42 on the EV range. This immensely popular RAV4 is available with a regular four-cylinder engine and an efficient hybrid powertrain, but the RAV4 Prime plug-in hybrid takes efficiency to even greater heights. It boosts 302 horsepower, enabling the small SUV to scoot from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a scant 6.3 seconds, 2 seconds quicker than the gas-only version, and an unusually long 42-mile electric-only range means owners can minimize their use of gasoline engine. When the battery is depleted, the RAV4 Prime still delivers 34 miles per gallon overall, slightly less than the 37 miles per gallon of the hybrid version. Frisky and frugal, the Prime also rides better and is quieter than the other versions, making it a more premium experience all around. Then we have a midsize SUV, which is the Toyota Highlander Hybrid. Priced range here is $40,720 to $53,125. It's a hybrid, but an overall score of 85, above average reliability, and 35 miles per gallon. The Highlander is a comfortable midsize SUV with a compliant ride, accommodating seats, thoughtful cabin conveniences, and abundant active safety features, and commendable predicted reliability. But it really excels at fuel efficiency. With its 243 horsepower hybrid powertrain, no other three-row SUV achieves the 30 miles per gallon in our tests, yet the Highlander Hybrid knocks it out of the park with 35 miles per gallon and an all-wheel drive. On the highway, it gets 41 miles per gallon. With a full tank, it has 590 miles of range. The hybrid adds about 1,500 to the gas-only version with a quick payoff in fuel savings. And lastly, in the top 10, a luxury SUV, and that's the BMW X5 and the X5 PHEV. Comes in with a range of about 65,200 to 89,000. Gas has an overall score of about 92 and well above average reliability. And the PHEV comes in at 88 and has an overall reliability of average and 21 miles per gallon and a 39 EV range. Traveling in the X5 is a luxury experience. Its whisper-quiet cabin is lavish with leather and wood, finished with cushioned surfaces, and fitted with cuddling, front seats. The balanced suspension provides a supple ride and composed handling that holds its own on curvy roads. The Turbo 6 delivers quick acceleration, but the plug-in hybrid version is the real ace. It also uses a turbo inline 6, but it's teamed with an integrated electric motor and a large enough battery for robust electric propulsion. Exquisite in almost every detail, the X5 sets a high standard. Now we're going to look a little bit differently, but we're going to look at the best new cars under $35,000. Many well-equipped and new cars and SUVs priced at less than $35,000 get high marks in both our tests and member surveys. Here are some of the smartest choices in order of overall score within each vehicle category. These are all CR recommended and have important safety features such as automatic energy braking with pedestrian detection. And in the sports car class, we have the Subaru BRZ. And then we also have another one, Subaru WRX. And how about a Toyota GR86? And the Mazda MX-5 Miata, followed by a Honda Civic Si. In the compact hybrids range, we have a Toyota Prius, followed by a Kia Niro. And then also followed in that class by a Hyundai Elantra hybrid, a Toyota Corolla hybrid. And then we move into small cars, and that is a starts the list with a Mazda 3. Next is a Subaru Impreza, followed by a Toyota Corolla, and a Hyundai Elantra and Kia Soul, and a Toyota Corolla hatchback finishes that list. And then we move into mid-sized cars, and that is the Toyota Camry hybrid stops the list. And next is a Honda Accord hybrid, followed by a Toyota Camry, a Kia K5, a Honda Accord, Subaru Legacy, Nissan Altima, Hyundai Sonata, and then the list concludes with a Hyundai Sonata hybrid. And now we move into the last category I think they have here is a small SUV, and that's a Subaru Forester tops that list, followed by the Subaru Trek, followed by the Honda CR-V, and then the Hyundai Tucson hybrid, followed by just the Hyundai Tucson Gas, then Toyota Corolla Cross hybrid, then the Kia Sportage hybrid, Toyota RAV4 hybrid, and the Mitsubishi Outlander closes up that list. And in the small pickups group, we have the Ford Maverick, followed again by a Ford Maverick hybrid. Now we're going to look at the longest and shortest, EV range in miles. Electric vehicle range, from how far an EV can go on a single charge, is a key concern for buyers and a major focus of automakers. To give car buyers an idea of the range they can expect from an EV, we implemented an extensive new 70-mile-per-hour highway range test last year. Many of the tested vehicles were close to their EPA range estimates, but some far exceeded those figures. So here we'll start with the shortest range in miles, and that is a Lexus RZ, a hybrid, of course. And then the next followed by a Toyota and a Subaru at 210 miles. By the way, the shortest was 202 miles. And now we're going to move into ones that have a better range activity. And the first one is a Ford Mustang Mach-E, 299 miles. And then we have a Mercedes-Benz at 314. And we have a BMW 14 at 318, followed by a Tesla Model Y 330. And then we have another Mercedes-Benz and a EQE 332, and a Rivian at 334, followed there by a Lucid Air at 344. And then the Tesla Model S comes in at 366, and the BMW iX 370, and we close out this list with a Mercedes-Benz at 380, and that's the EQS model. Next, they checked the highest destination charges and what the car was, so the highest charge is a $2,095 for the Ford F-150 and Lightning, $2,000 for the Jeep Wagoneer, followed by a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, $1,995 for Chevy's, Ford, GMC, Ram large SUVs and pickups, and $1,895 for Ford Mustang, Mach-E Infiniti, QX80, Jeep Gladiator, Wrangler, Nissan Titan, and $1,850 Toyota Sequoia and the Tundra, Closing out this list is the Rivit Van, RISRIT, at $1,800. And a destination charge is the non-negotiable fee car buyers pay to cover the cost of transporting a vehicle from the factory to the dealership. While this figure varies by brand and in some cases by model, it's the same for a particular model throughout the contiguous states. So you won't save money seeking a dealership closer to an assembly plant. The highest destination charges, such as those for large SUVs from Jeep and Toyota, can be significant expenses when included in vehicle financing. So what are the lowest ones? We have $1,140 for a Nissan Altima, Sentra, and the Versa. $1,120 for a Subaru, BRZ, Impreza, and Legacy. And $1,095 for Audi, cars only, Buick and Vista, Chevy Malibu, Trax, Hyundai Accord, Civic, Toyota, and cars only. And the last one is a $995 for the BMW Mini. Let's look at top American cars. Naming the American cars with the best overall scores first requires dealing what we mean by American, or defining, excuse me. This is a complicated process because some of the U.S. brands like Buick and Ford build many of their vehicles overseas. Similarly, some foreign brands, such as Subaru, Honda, and Toyota, produce many American market vehicles here in the U.S. For this roundup, we focused on American-founded and based companies, including Ford, General Motors, Stellantis, and Tesla. All of the cars, again, are CR recommended. For a luxury compact car, we have a Cadillac CT4 coming in at 70. For a luxury electric car, we have a Tesla Model 3 coming in with an overall score of 71. In the sports car range, Chevy Corvette, 81 overall score. Compact SUV, Ford Escape, the PHEV model, 74. And a midsize two-row SUV, Ford Edge, at 79 overall score. In the luxury three-row, we got the Buick Enclave, 77 overall score. An electric SUV, Ford Mustang Mach-E, 70 overall score. Luxury electric SUV, Tesla Model Y, 72 overall score. Minivan, the Chrysler Pacifica, 70 overall score. And a small pickup, Ford Maverick, 78 overall score. Full-size pickup, 71 overall score. Ram 1500. And again, in the Lincoln compact SUV, we have the luxury compact SUV, we have the Lincoln Corsair at 72. That's it for this installment of the magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the April edition of Consumer Reports. I'm Bob Massa, and so long until the next time.